We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now let me show you why that's so important. And I believe you can get more people healed by the laying on of hands than any other method, especially if faith is low. Because you see, when you touch something, you know when you touched it. But so many people say, well, I believe God's going to heal me sometime. Well, now, see, they don't understand it because God's already done all he's going to do. See, he's not going to do anymore. He's not going to do anymore for the sinners to be saved. It's paid for in full. He's not going to do anymore for the sick to be healed, or the lame to walk, or the blind to see. But we have to make a demand on it. See, the sinner makes a demand on what God's already done. So the laying on of hands is like this. For instance, if I called Pastor Gilligan and said, Pastor Gilligan, I'm going to be in Florida, and we ought to get together and have lunch one day. Well, yeah, that'd be good, Brother Capps. What day? Oh, just any day. Well, what time? Oh, just any time. Well, where do you want to meet? Oh, just anywhere, and hang up the phone. And tell somebody, yeah, me and Brother Gilligan are going to have lunch sometime. When? I don't know, sometime. You ain't never going to get together. You haven't established a time nor a place. You see? Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about a time and a place for necessarily the manifestation, but a time that you believed you received and released your faith and laid hold and made a demand on the provision. I was right here in the state of Florida in Bradenton in the 70s, walking down the sidewalk in the afternoon, and a lady stopped me and said, Brother Capps, would you pray for me? Said, I've had headaches for 30 years. She said, don't know what it is to be without a headache for 30 years. She said, would you pray for me? I said, well, are you going to be in the service tonight? Well, yeah, she said, I'll be there. Well, I said, wait, let me minister to you then, because when I preach the word, the anointing will be strong. And besides that, she would hear the word, see. And I said, God will heal you. Well, she showed up in the service that night, and I was ministering when she walked up. And when I walked up to her, I heard the Spirit of God say this, and I just repeated what he said. He said, she'll be healed instantly when you lay hands on her. Well, that's the first time the Spirit of God ever told me that. And I just said what he said. I said, you'll be healed instantly when I lay hands on you. So I just touched her and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And she went out in the Spirit. And I went on and ministered to some others. And when she got up, the Lord said, call her back up there. And then I heard this in my spirit. Tell her to go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And instantly I understood what the Lord was saying. You're healed. Go now and don't let it come back on you. See, more people lose their healing over a counter attack than any other thing. Now, you're healed and you're delivered, but don't let it come back. If it tries to come back, say, no, in the name of Jesus, hands were laid on, point back to the point of contact. That's when I made a demand on God's provision, and I'm not coming off of it. Well, she told me later in the week, she said, you know, I went to bed that night first time without a headache in 30 years. But she said, 4 o'clock in the morning, I thought, oh, no. Her head started pounding. She said, I sat up on the side of the bed. And she said, I remembered what you said. She said, oh, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, hands were laid on me at 9 o'clock last night, and I received my healing. She said, just as quick as you'd snap your finger, it left her. I got a letter from her. 3 months later, she said, I've never had another one. But see, the anointing, you make a demand on the anointing. Now, the woman with the issue of blood, it was her faith that demanded the anointing that was upon Jesus. It wasn't that his garment was anointed, but yet cloth can transfer the anointing. See, in Acts the 19th chapter, it said God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body handkerchiefs and aprons were carried to the sick. Sickness and disease departed from them, the evil spirits went out of them. See, now, somebody said, well, Paul healed him. No, Paul didn't heal him. Said God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. His hands were a point of contact. see. And the woman with the issue of blood, somebody said Jesus healed her, but he didn't. He turned to her and said, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." So you see, so many times people don't realize that it is the faith that makes a demand. Over 75% of the cases that we read in the New Testament where Jesus wrought what we call a miracle of healing, he either said emphatically or indicated it was their faith that made them whole. Now see, people misunderstand some things about that, and sometimes they say, "Well, now if he's anointed of God, why you just get healed?" That didn't happen in Jesus' ministry all the time. If you turn there to the 6th chapter of Mark, you'll find that in his own hometown, Jesus was ministering there, and they got offended at him. And evidently he was telling about some of the healings that took place, and they said, "How can all of these happen at his hands, these mighty things wrought by his hands? He's the carpenter." They were offended at him. And the Bible says he could there do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Now listen, the Son of God, the one anointed of God to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. In his own hometown, one translation says he tried to, but he couldn't. But he went about the village teaching. Now, save he laid his hands on a few sickly folks. The Greek says sickly. Wasn't much wrong with them. So here's an instance in the ministry of Jesus, as anointed as he was, that unless there was faith to draw that anointing, it would not flow. You don't turn the anointing on and off. In 1973, I was praying in my office, and the anointing came upon me just like I'd got a hold of the light socket almost, and the Spirit of God spoke to me through my own voice. And he said, "Stand up on your feet." And I know it was just as if I'd prophesy, you know. And I stood up and said, "Stretch forth your hands." I stretched my hands out like that. And then it felt like I pushed them against the wall, so I opened my eyes to see. I didn't think I was standing that close to the wall, and I wasn't. And then it came out of my mouth, just as if I'd prophesied. He said, "I've laid my hands upon your hands and anointed your hands for the ministry of laying on of hands." And then I realized that's what it was. It felt like finger gets finger, hand against hand. He said, "Now it'll come to pass after this night, if you will tell people." And I'd rather not tell it, but he said, "Tell it." Not trying to draw attention to me, and he's not trying to draw attention to me. He's trying to draw attention to the anointing and how it works. He said, "It'll come to pass after this night, that if you will tell people that I've anointed you for the ministry of the laying on of hands," he said, "with the contact of your hands with their body, if they will believe in that anointing." Now see, doesn't that agree with what the Word says there? It was her faith that drew the anointing out. Jesus didn't even know she's there. And he didn't know what was wrong with her. See, I've had people get offended because I didn't pray for them and because they didn't get to tell me what's wrong with them. Sometimes that's a blessing not to know. For instance, a friend of mine went to pray for a fellow, and all the guy said was, "This fellow needs prayer. He's 70 years old," and he went to his house and he prayed for him and said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you said believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." He laid hands on him and said, "In the name of Jesus, I proclaim he's healed." Grabbed him by the hand and said, "Get up now and walk." And the old boy got up and danced all over the room. He said, "Now what's wrong with you?" He said, "My hip was broke." He said, "Boy, I'm glad I didn't know it." But you see, the one being ministered to, their faith draws that anointing. Now, there are exceptions at times when some people receive something and didn't believe a thing. But that is special manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. But we're talking about the normal course of ministering by the laying on of hands. That anointing is everywhere present. You can make a demand on it at any time. Any believer could through prayer. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. But you see, the ministering of the laying on of hands. You go back to the apostles and notice how they ministered. I only know of 3 instances in the Bible where they ever prayed concerning any sick. They either commanded them to rise up and walk, or laid hands on them. And the 3 instances that I remember, they prayed and then they laid hands on them. So what they're doing, I know probably how they're praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word said. And they quote what the word said. Maybe they quoted Mark 16. Believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now I lay my hands upon him in the name of Jesus and he shall recover. You know. And you see, many times it is the faith of the individual. Now, like I said, there are exceptions, but we're talking about the general flow of the anointing of God to bring healing. And by making a demand on the provision, this is the way it's done. The individual makes the demand and believes in the anointing. That anointing is here tonight to minister to the sick. I saw right in the aisle of the church one Sunday, a lady that had spinal arthritis for 30 years, bend over and touch her toes. I couldn't do it. I tried it when I got home. She was 20 years older than I was, and I still couldn't do it. Her spine was fused. But you see, the thing I wanted to point out to you is that any person that ministers by the anointing does not turn it on or turn it off. It is the faith of the individual being ministered to that either turns it up or turns it down or turns it off.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all of this week we've offered CD offer number 7110. It's entitled, Understanding What We Know About Healing. Single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, total of $11. Now, we know that Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons, and so on. But you know, so many people don't realize why Jesus healed the sick. Some of them say, well, he healed the sick because he was the Son of God. But yet, he didn't heal a single person until after he was 30 years of age, until after he was baptized in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. Then he began to do great and mighty miracles. Then in Acts 10:38, Peter gives us a major clue when he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed to the devil. Now, that gives us lots of information. For one thing, it reveals that all sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. It does not come from God. It is not God's will for you to be sick or crippled. It is an oppression of the devil. But he says how God anointed Jesus. Now, why did God have to anoint him? If he was operating as God here on the earth, where would you go to get a higher anointing than God? Now, this is something that most people have never understood, that Jesus, until he was 30 years of age, was not anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. That came when he was baptized in the River Jordan. You can read it. He stood up in the synagogue, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. Well, why would you have to anoint God if he was operating in God's divine power? He wasn't. He is operating as a man anointed with the Holy Ghost, and men are still anointed with the Holy Ghost to bring healing, and you need to know that. All right, I got to stop. CD offer number 7110. It's entitled, Understanding What We Know About Healing. Single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, total of $11. Toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.